Prologue.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Quote by Martin Luther King Jr.
New York, April 2021. This is a book that never should have been written. To start, much of what is described in the following pages was entirely preventable. As you read it, you'll recognize the crucial junctures where a different decision could have changed the path of human history and saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Really, though, this book never should have been written because I never should have written it. In my nearly 4 decades on this planet, I've hardly ever had cause to question the medical establishment. I followed the recommendations of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and rolled my eyes at anti-vaxxers. As it became more of a political statement to do so, I could say without hesitation that I believed science, and women for that matter. I'd never, ever voted Republican. In short, when the first pandemic video began to make its way into my social media feed, I averted my eyes and kept on scrolling. I was not sympathetic to its worldview. At least, that's what I thought. For some of you reading, that might be reason enough to ignore the rest of what I have to say. The world has become so politicized and divided, certain words and phrases act as triggers that slam shut the door to any kind of open conversation or critical inquiry. Vaccine is one of them. Democrat or Republican, too. Yes, we can. Make America great again. Guns. Science. Black Lives Matter. Believe all women. Blue Lives Matter. Not my president. Crooked. Rigged. Stolen. Liar. Is there anyone left reading this who hasn't felt some kind of reaction by now? Despite the discord in our nation, however, underneath all of the words that we use to try to make sense of our world, there is still a bedrock of unassailable facts. And I don't mean alternative ones. As a lifelong investigative journalist, it's been my passion and my duty to uncover them, especially when someone is invested in keeping them out of sight. Because journalist, news, and facts can be trigger terms these days, you should know that I've never been a devoted member of what one might call mainstream media on either side of the aisle. My books are available at your local store, and you've probably seen my byline on the front page of your paper. Otherwise, I've managed to stay relatively independent. Beholden to no one at this point in my career, my latest investigations have remained largely unclouded by the pressures of money, politics, and corporate powers that be. My motto is the old George Orwell yarn. Journalism is printing what someone else does not want published. Everything else is public relations. For that reason,
my journalistic spidey sense began to tingle as the pandemic rolled on throughout 2020. The instances of obvious doublespeak, backtracking, and about faces when it came to the truth were piling up.
Knowing, in some cases personally, the reporters at other media outlets, I was painfully aware that they were mostly too lazy to do anything other than regurgitate whatever they were seeing on Twitter or the news wires. So, I started to do my own research in the hopes of understanding why the world seemed to be crumbling around us. Plandemic inevitably was part of my research, initially just as a cultural artifact that I thought it would be easy to disprove. I thought it would be the embodiment of the anti-truth, anti-science, highly politicized reaction to the pandemic. As I went down the rabbit hole, though, I realized that wasn't the case. I struggled to find anything about which the plandemic team had been flat out wrong. In reading other critics' takedowns, I read between the lines and saw that while they weren't happy with its message, they didn't ever provide any evidence to suggest that the claims in the film were lies. I was so curious. How did the filmmakers behind Plandemic, both part one and the second release, Plandemic Indoctrination, create a movie that was both so explosively controversial and so doggedly straightforward? Why did it become such a cultural phenomenon And what does that say about the human experience of the COVID-19 pandemic? I reached out to them to find out. If you've picked this book up, you probably think you know the answer, and you probably have an opinion of the film itself, even if you've never watched it. Either way, and no matter what you think, my request to everyone reading this is the same. Please try to keep an open mind and remain aware of when that door in your mind is starting to swing shut because you're triggered. COVID-19 has been the most consequential experience of most of our lives. We owe it to ourselves, to the millions who've died from it, and to generations to come, to try and figure out what happened, and if it really had to happen that way. My opinion, it didn't. With lockdowns rolling back and case rates dropping, it may be tempting to push forward and forget that this whole ordeal happened. Unless we're willing to confront the truth of what we've all experienced, the horrors of the last year won't be behind us. They'll only be beginning. Am I confident that we can learn from the massive human tragedy and move into a better era? I'm not so sure. That's why you won't find my name on the cover or inside the pages of this book. It's not because I'm not willing to stand behind what I've reported and written. The reason that I am writing anonymously, at least for this edition, is that I'm not willing to sacrifice my safety, my career, and my family over other people's projections. There are people who will read this book soberly and judge it on the merit of its factual evidence and arguments. There are other people, however, who are probably already writing up their Amazon review of the book now after reading just a few pages. 1 star or 5 star, it doesn't matter. I'm not willing to put myself out there to be judged by people who are judging me based on something other than the facts. Why bother writing the book at all then? I'm not ready to give up on the power of one human sharing a story with another. It's how this great international society started, and it's ultimately what we'll have to come back to if we have any shot of healing the divides in our nation and our world. So, as you read through this book, I beg you to listen with your heart and with your mind. If you walk away feeling exactly the same way you do right now about COVID-19, and you feel like you haven't learned anything new or changed your perspective one bit, then by all means, write that 1-star review. However, if you find yourself changed by the time you read the final page, please don't keep it to yourself. Tell this story to someone else. It's a story of tragedy, conspiracy, and death, but also of a lot of hope, joy, and optimism for the possibilities of the human experience. That story starts now.